A study by the National Research Council looked at the dredging of harmful chemicals known as PCBs from the Fox River in northeastern Wisconsin. The congressionally authorized study also examined about 25 other dredging projects around the U.S. Study chairman Charles O'Melia of Johns Hopkins University says the report has two main conclusions. One is that dredging has a lot of shortcomings when it comes to achieving short-term pollution reductions. For example, residual particles can be left behind or resuspended in the water. O'Melia also says the report points to the need for more monitoring of dredging projects.
Each site is different, and it is not going to be possible, I would think, in any site to be able to come up with a plan that you would know with certainty would work, that you have to go out and test it, and that's not something you can do in a day or a week or maybe even a year. It's not something you can do at a small location. You may have to do it over large areas.
The report is also raising more questions about the Fox River project. Study committee member Danny Reibel is with the University of Texas.
The Fox is one that has had a number of demonstration projects. They show both some of the difficulties with dredging, namely residuals and resuspension, as well as some of the opportunities.
The Wisconsin DNR says it's happy with its plan to cap some sediments and haul out others, but environmentalists have pushed for changes, and the state may announce some changes later this month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.